CC Sabathia and the Yankees are trying to pad their wild card standings lead over the Twins. We'll pick things up in the third inning with the game tied at one and CC dealing to Max Kepler.
Ball has him in there against the lefty Sabathia tonight. And the 0-1 pitcher rocket to right and deep. Back towards the seats and got a home run. Kepler, a line drive rocket to right, and the Twins get that lead back. It's 2-1.
You've got Frazier in on the grass at third. Bird also in on the grass at first. But Castro is almost playing like there's a runner at third base at second. And a ground ball dive stopped by Frazier. Comes up, has to hurry, and he does. Retires Buxton. Boy, a step and a dive, and he had to quickly get up. Sabathia going to walk over and high-five his third baseman. Appreciates that play. See what he does here, 3-2. Ground ball right side, pass to diving Maurer. Ellsbury being waved around, throw to the plate, not nearly in time. And the Yankees have tied it up 2-2 on a base hit by Brett Gardner. Pass to diving Joe Maurer. Here's the 1-2, ground ball right side, should be it. Maurer boots it, and everybody's gonna be safe. One run scores, and Maurer went down to catch it. A routine grounder like a catcher and just stumbled as he started to go down and the ball ate him up. And Castro, ground ball right side. Come on, Doge, can't come up with it. Just a bleeding single to the right side. And that's going to sneak through for a base hit. Judge will score the fifth run of the ball game. Just a jam shot. 25 hopper to the right side of the diamond. Dozier did everything he could. Even if he fields it out on the grass out there, not sure if he has time to get up and throw Castro out.
Tuesday's loss drops the Twins to 78-73 on the season. Here's their manager, Paul Molitor.
We got one, but you know, that's all we got. And you know your opportunities are going to be limited. So try to cash them in when you can. And you know, Jose, you know, didn't have the command. His fastball was really jumping, but it looked like he was, you know, maybe trying a little bit too hard at times to get a little bit extra, and the command hurt him a little bit. A couple of 0-2 hits along the way, and you know, some base on balls. We were in traffic pretty much every inning. I don't think we had a clean inning, but it sure felt that way. And you know, again, you just scored 3 runs here the first couple of games. That's usually not going to be enough against this team.
And when you say Barrios was just looking for that command a little bit, yeah. Was it? Could you see him try to adjust and try to find it as the game went on?
I thought he competed really well because the damage wasn't, you know, huge. It just was that he really had to work hard to get every out that he did. And, you know, it takes its toll when you're climbing up into the mid-80s pitches and you're only in the fourth inning. Because that's a big workload in a short time. And we all know he's had a long year as far as innings and pitches that he's thrown. So, yeah, you know, we picked him up fairly well. Bucinich came in and, you know, got a couple of outs, but the one was a sacrifice fly and trying to get the strike out there. And, you know, they added on a couple runs later on, which made it a little bit harder to make the comeback.
And I guess when I said spark at the beginning, I think we're so used to seeing some big play or big inning from this team, and to go 2 nights without it is odd. It's rare.
A little bit. But, you know, actually, if you look back at last week, we've had a couple of breakout games, and we've had some other games where we've had to scramble to score and ready to pull a couple of those out late. But, yeah, you know, you still feel like you're in the game. Even, you know, they're in the eighth inning, you know, Joe hits a rocket to left field, and, you know, Jimenez gets on and Kep battles and hits another ball hard. So it's, you know, it's fine line. You know, Gardner hits that one out to the gap early in the game, and we had just kind of moved over the line after a couple of foul balls he hit, a couple of balls that got through the infield where, you know, just small margin of error. But, you know, the bottom line is we talk about it when we win, we talk about it when we lose. It's a time of the year where that's the bottom line. And to drop a couple of games here, have to come back and face a guy like, you know, Severino tomorrow, it's going to be a tall order. But, you know, we'll make a quick turnaround and see you about 12 hours.
Couple butt hits early against Sabathia. How much of that kind of part of the plan to kind of get those
on? I know why I'm in, because I talked about it with these guys. He, you know, it's not one of his strong suits, and being able to cover that line, and you know, it's a good field for deading the ball. It's a little wet on top of it with the rain. It's just good conditions. You know, Joe got one that hugged the line, and Polanco put his in a good spot. Unfortunately, we didn't see any more after that. But it gave us an opportunity early to try to play with the lead.
And Joe's been so good at first. What did you see on that play on the air with the bases loaded?
It catches your eye because he hasn't missed a ground ball all year. So, I think it took a little funny kick. He kind of goes in that, keep the ball in front mode with two outs, and most time he's so soft and absorbs it, but somehow the ball kicked and he couldn't find it right away. Last thing I'm ever going to do is be critical of Joe Mauer not catching the ball, because it certainly hasn't happened in a long time.
Is there a little extra frustration having the lead twice and letting it
slip? Yeah, one run leads, 1-0, 2-1. You look to hopefully try to find ways to extend it. We put zeros up after we scored each time, but, the following inning they came back. These are tight games, and, I can't, it's early in the game, and it's a long way to go, so a lot of things can happen. But we weren't able to maintain and hold on, obviously.
Good. And they're 3-for-28 with runners in scoring position in 2 days. Does it feel like it just adds to the missed opportunity aspect?
We're 3-for-28?
Yankees are 3-for-28.
Sorry. I have to think about that. Gardner had a couple today. It shows that we've had to throw a lot of pitches and work really hard. I think that the guys we ran out there tonight, it was good to get some of these guys in a game here on a little bit bigger stage to see how they responded. And for the most part, the results were good. But, we've had opportunities and we haven't scored a lot. They've obviously had more because they've had more traffic. But we've been able to minimize the damage and at least give ourselves a chance.
The Twins will try to avoid the sweep in the Bronx on Wednesday afternoon when veteran Bartolo Colon makes the start.